Hong Kong police have clashed with anti-government protesters who took to the streets for a 12th consecutive weekend. Police used tear gas and, for a first time, water cannons against protesters. Demonstrators responded by hurling bricks and petrol bombs. Some protesters also sprayed detergent on roads to make them slippery for the lines of police. Police and protesters also clashed on Saturday. Hong Kong has been a scene of mass protests, sometimes violent, for more than 2 months now. They began against a now suspended bill, which would have sent people to mainland China to stand trial. Rallies have now turned into wider calls for reform.
Hong Kong has seen months of protests sparked by a plan to allow extraditions to mainland China. The proposal came after a 19-year-old man from Hong Kong allegedly murdered his wife while holidaying in Taiwan in 2018 and then returned to Hong Kong. Taiwanese officials sought help from local authorities to extradite the man, but authorities in Hong Kong said they could not comply because of a lack of extradition agreement with Taiwan. Hong Kong introduced a bill in April that would allow people accused of crimes to be extradited.
The purpose of this bill is to amend the Fugitive Offense Ordinance and the Mutual Legal Assistance in Criminal Matters.
The proposal would have allowed the Hong Kong government to consider requests from any country for extradition of criminal suspects, even territories with which it doesn't have an extradition treaty, including mainland China and Taiwan. But critics say the suspects sent to the mainland could face an unfair trial and violent treatment under China's justice system. They say the proposal could put activists and journalists at risk. They also argue the bill would give China more control over Hong Kong. Following weeks of protests, Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam confirmed in July that the bill would be suspended.
I have almost immediately put a stop to the amendment exercise. But there are still lingering doubts about the government's sincerity or worries whether the government will restart the process in the Legislative Council. So I reiterate here, there is no such plan. The bill is dead.
The suspension of the bill did not impress the protesters, who called for it to be shelved completely amid fears it could be revived. The protesters also put forward new demands, and they are now calling for
complete withdrawal of the extradition bill, amnesty for all arrested protesters, independent inquiry into alleged police brutality, resignation of Hong Kong chief executive.
Hong Kong has been governed under a one-country, two-system rule since the territory came back under China in 1997. This meant that while becoming part of one country with China, Hong Kong would enjoy a high degree of autonomy, except in foreign and defense affairs. What protesters fear is that their status might change. They accuse China of meddling in Hong Kong affairs, a charge that Beijing strongly denies. And with the Hong Kong government showing resistance toward the demonstrators' demands, there is no sign that the anti-government protesters would back down.